It's time to talk business with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Fridays are when we talk about economic stories. The Business Journal reported this week that the national chain Massage Envy is growing so fast locally that it can't find enough workers. That seems kind of surprising. I mean, the unemployment rate is still relatively high. Where are the workers?
The company says it would hire actually another 100 workers here right now if it could in the Sacramento area. Massage Envy is a national chain, has 22 locations, 450 massage therapists here, but that's not enough. So the problem is twofold. For one thing, the jobs pay a modest wage. It's like average $35,000 plus tips. The other issue is the training is lengthy and expensive, which obviously discourages people who, you know, need a job right now. So I don't know. This may be a problem, though, that the market will solve one way or another. Wages will have to rise or the company will have to lower its standards.
I wanted to get an update from you on Sutter Health's new tower at its Midtown Sacramento hospital. I heard that Sutter pushed back the opening day again. Why'd they do that, and when do they plan to open it?
The new date is this summer, somewhere between mid-June and mid-August. The hospital had been hoping for May, but construction delays keep cropping up. The new tower is actually ready, and a pharmacy inside it is already up and running. But work on the existing hospital is taking longer than expected. Yeah, I guess you can imagine that it's pretty tough to run a hospital and renovate it at the same time.
And this project's been in the works for a decade. Why is it taking so long?
Yeah, this is hugely complicated business, mixing healthcare and a major construction project. It has been a very long time, though, and they've had some bad luck. You know, about a year ago, a water leak in the new tower caused millions of dollars in damage and a big delay. It really will be tough, though, for them to push deadlines back any further than this summer. The plan, of course, is to move operations from Sutter Memorial so that hospital can be torn down. And there's special legislation that allows it to stay open until September 1st. There are earthquake standards that it hasn't met yet. So that's the deadline. The hospital really is under the gun to make this happen this summer.
Since we're talking about construction, crews finally got started on a big mixed-use project on the 700 block of K Street downtown. This is another development that's been in the works for a long time.
5 years, this project's been in the works. It's seen its share of drama, too. Mostly it's been about money. The death of redevelopment agencies really threw a monkey wrench into the financing plan for this project. Workers now are starting to demolish the back end of businesses on that block. A multi-story apartment building will go up in that space. And the fronts of the retail buildings will be remodeled. Bay Mary and Ali Youssefi, the developers, plan to keep a lot of the century-old elements of those retail spaces. So it could end up being something very special.
The latest Forbes list of billionaires is out, and Joyce Raleigh Teal, who owns the Raleigh supermarket chain, is still on it. But what about Sacramento Kings owner Vivek Ranadive and other wealthy people who've been backing the new arena?
It appears that Teal is the only local name to join this group of 1,826 people on this year's list. We have, of course, a lot of very wealthy people here, but only one whose net worth reaches that level, at least according to Forbes. We have had other names on that list over the years in the past, Buzz Oates and Joe Benvenuti, for example, but the real estate crash and mortality have taken their toll.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.